On the road is County Councilwoman Marty Hawk. Marty, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. It's a beautiful day to be heading toward Indianapolis to see what we can learn from Monroe County.
And
I'm telling a big thank you to Eric Seymour, who's driving, and our council attorney, Michael Flory's with us, and Cheryl Munson's here, and Marty Hawk. So, and away we go.
And away we go.
Now, right.
Tell us what's on the agenda today, and when you get up there, what are you guys going to experience?
Right. This morning, we're going to be having this a round table that will be going on until 9 o'clock, and so we'll miss part of that. That'll just be where people are coming in and registering and able to have an opportunity to sit around and have some discussion. But at 9 o'clock, we're really blessed to have Larry DeBoer, Dr. DeBoer with Purdue University, who is just has a wealth of knowledge and a great way of making the presentation. So he'll be talking to us about all things having to do with dollars and cents. Of course, that's what the county council does, is we're all about the fiscal body. And then at 10:15, we'll have a discussion of all the Association of Indiana County issues, because every year they come up with what their platform and issues will be. And of course, that's also time for us to visit with Anton Neff, who is a council member from Owen County, as well as I hope Tony Wood and others will be there as well from Owen County, because it's always good to see what your neighboring counties are doing. And then we will be meeting with the legislators at 12 o'clock for the luncheon, and there's a general session as well with Dr. Robin Newhouse, who is the dean of IUPUI School of Nursing. And then after that, we'll start having the affiliate breakouts where we can meet with other council members and go over issues that affect county government throughout the state.
And when you're up there today, do you have questions already ready for them? Are you just ears open, mouth closed? How does this process work out for people who aren't familiar with it? Do you get a chance to have your questions answered, or you just hear about what's happening?
Well, when we get there, there'll be a packet for us to pick up, and there'll be the bills that are moving through the House and the Senate right now with updates. And so if there may be information right there that will answer our questions. But when we are in these group sessions, we all have an opportunity to ask questions. And so we'll probably hear things that we might not have heard when we met with the state legislators at the Bloomington Chamber of Commerce last Friday. Many of us went, and so they all spoke about the bills that they have going through. But today we'll hear what many other bills will be going through that will affect county government. So it's always a learning experience.
Yeah, absolutely, and it's an obviously a busy day as well. Now, when you're up there listening, what is directly affecting Monroe County that the Monroe County Council is keeping their ears open for today or here in the next couple of weeks?
Well, of course, yesterday we were watching for Senate Bill, I think it was 268, having to do with annexation, and once again, the author of that bill did not go ahead and bring that to the floor for the third reading. That's coming out of the Senate. That was going to be something that would help with the annexation situation here for Monroe County government. But what did pass out of the House, which I was very excited about, was House Bill 1104. That came out of the local government meetings and passed out of committee with amendments in it, and then came to the House floor, and for the third reading it did pass. So I was very happy to see that happen because there's so many.
But I'm guessing Marty is going through Martinsville right now, or Northern Monroe County into Southern Morgan County, as that's usually the spot where the phone drops out.
Oh no!
No, you're back. You're back now. That's good. No, I didn't hear your last part there. So if you want to go back to and cover that, go ahead.
Okay. House Bill 1104, that has a lot of different information having to do with local government, but the one that we're most interested in, it seems to me, would be the part that helps us with the waivers, having to do with annexation, and how long they have to get that recorded. And I believe it, and see, I have all the information on my cell phone, but I'm on my cell phone, so I can't look all of that up to tell you exactly how it works. But it certainly is going to help us here, because if those waivers were not recorded when the city was working on that annexation, then their time frame to get it recorded would have passed. Also, one of those bills said that the waivers would not be in effect after 15 years. So if it had been signed more than 15 years ago, it would no longer be, it would then at that point be void. So there's a lot of things there that we're looking at. Also, we saw that the bill having to do with sentencing guidelines for felons having to do with drug dealing, that did pass as well. So when I say it passes, if it passes the one house, it still has to go to the other house, and we'll have to see how that goes. So we never know until it's completely over which one's really after and which one's really did not.
Well, the interesting one is, we talked about this last week about the sentencing is going to work, because that will affect how populated the jails are. Is that the connection there, is what we're looking at?
Well, yes. In other words, if it's something more egregious than a felony six, then they would go to the State Department of Corrections. So the state will have more of the felons. The way it is now, we may be keeping those folks here in our jail. Now, there was other discussion and testimony taken about jail population, and one of the statements was that when the jails were built, that they really were not set up to house as many women, female population, as what the jails are experiencing.
Interesting.
Now. And, right. I suggested to one state rep, I said, so what are they going to do when they're talking about regional jails? Are they going to, perhaps have that just for the male population, or to relieve some of that space and to have more space for the female here locally? Or will they try to have female regional? I wonder if that's in the mix, and I did not hear that or exactly how that would work at all. And that one might very well have been one that's going to go into a study committee. I don't have the answer to that one. But one of the interesting things I saw in 1104 is they're going to allow the county council to pay more than the other council members, and I thought, well, gee, that's nice. We've only been doing that for a very long time, so we'll find out whether or not we've been breaking the rules. But I'm trying to think of some of the other things I saw in one of the bills, that the contracts that the assessors have is supposed to now be controlled by the county commissioners, and actually I really thought that it had been anyway. I know our county assessor takes the contracts into the county commissioners to be approved. So I'm trying to think what other items there might be. Of course, there's information having to do to help our highway department, and we'll hear more about that today because, of course, the money for our roads and bridges is always paramount that we, that's what people really care about. So much of the time when we're talking about county budgets, the things that we do that maybe don't really address what everyone else is thinking about, but they sure do care about their roads, and they want to make sure that the snow and the ice is taken care of and the bridges are safe. And further, they're really concerned about school funding and so forth. And so there's a lot of legislation having to do with school funding and school choice and early childhood education. So there's also legislation going through that hopefully will help Department of Child Services, because we have such a shortage of caseworkers that because they just burn out so quick, and we need to have some kind of assistance so that those folks have more help and perhaps more leadership. I know I have a niece who works in that area, and so I wish her well because it's a new position for her, and I just think it's so needed. Our foster care system is really exploding on us because of the drug epidemic, and so more and more foster parents are needed, and they're looking at different ways.
Marty Hawk is our guest this morning. She's checking in on the road to Indianapolis. Well, they'll have a busy day meeting with the Indiana House and Senate up there. Marty, we saw a story in the paper last week about campaign contributions for County Commissioner Patrick Stauffer's. What, if anything, does that mean? It seems like everything in there is that just how the game's played?
Well, of course, I did watch that meeting when Bob Shaw made that comment to the county commissioners, and Bob was trying to make the point that he felt that Commissioner Stauffer would not or should not vote on that particular issue.
Conflict of interest is the term, right?
Well, I'm trying to think if he said it would be a conflict or if anyone could really prove it was conflict. However, I know that there's a feeling that this should be not even the appearance of an impropriety there. So we'll see how all that turns out. We know that the Board of Zoning Appeals will be meeting next Tuesday, and that will not be at the courthouse. That's going to be at the City Utilities Building, is that right? Be sure and correct me on that. I did send you the information on that. So next Tuesday for the Board of, I think it's on the Tuesday, the Board of Zoning Appeals will be
February meeting. 7th, 6 o'clock. Wait a second, I have the right one here. Meeting location change. This is at the Bloomington Transit Station. Does that sound right?
Right. That's, I knew it was something having to do with Bloomington. Sorry.
That's right. Let me give the information. February 7th, and that's going to be a Wednesday, if my calendar is up to date, 6 p.m. at the Bloomington Transit Station at the Conference Multipurpose Room. That's the sign.
Right, I know that. Right. There's a huge interest in that in the people in my area. And actually, people should be watching no matter where you live in Monroe County, because if the trash transfer facility doesn't go in there, it'll surely, they'll continue to try to put it someplace. So these adjustments in the zoning will be important for everyone to be watching. So yes, indeed, people are concerned about that. There's always a room full of people to get up and voice their opinion, and of course that's what we're so good about doing here in Monroe County. Everybody has an opportunity to say what their thoughts are on different issues of the day. And I'm proud to be a part of the county that makes sure that we make sure everyone's voices are heard. We can't agree with everyone all of the time, but at least everyone has the opportunity to get their voices heard.
And we also saw coming up later this week will be a meeting of the Convention Center Advisory Commission, and they're getting together to announce a new member and announce some other things. That's interesting as well, because Patrick Stauffers also sits on that board, along with Eric Spoonmore, who is behind the wheel this morning, John Weikart, Jim Murphy, and Mick Renheisen.
Let me stop you on that. Eric Spoonmore is no longer on that group. He did step down from that group.
Oh, that's right. Why? Okay, well, I'm going right from the county's website there, so they're going to have to need to get that updated.
Right. No, he stepped down from that group some time ago, and that was before.
Yeah, that was back in July, wasn't it?
Well, I can't remember exactly when, but he determined that. When was it? October 4th? What? He's holding up four fingers, so I...
4 months ago.
October 4th.
There you go, October 4th. Right, okay.
So
they need to get that website updated there. That's been a long time.
Right. Oh, you're kidding. It's still on the website.
Yes, that's why I'm reading it verbatim. But I'll talk to Mick tomorrow to get his angle on that. But any information on that moving around yet?
Well, I just know that Cheryl Munson had been appointed to it. And the meeting was yesterday.
It was yesterday. Okay, that's right. We read about that yesterday.
So she didn't give me any updates before I got on here.
That's
so
okay.
Maybe it's,
I didn't see any in the paper either, so maybe tomorrow.
They need to keep that televised and on Cats TV, because we're all, of course, very interested in that. And I'm hoping at some point in time there'll be, I was asked by a radio interview yesterday, wanted to know about our local projects with the money. So perhaps on this trip, we'll have an opportunity, since we don't have a quorum here. They'll be able to talk with me and help me understand where this money just came from.
If you're wondering why they're not all traveling in the same car, folks, there you go, because it would be a quorum. There is some legality behind it. I'm going to let you guys get caught up on your trip.
Could I just give a heads up? Please, everyone who is interested in serving in county government in an elected position, please go as soon as possible and get signed up for that, because we want to make sure that, that all of the voters have a wide range of choices, and every spot is filled on that ballot. So people,
February
will have
9th at noon, you better get it signed
9th.
Up.
Absolutely.
Tomorrow's February 1st. We're right around the corner from that, so good job on the reminder. We'll get caught up with you next time, and it will be February 7th. So we wish you all good travels. Grab some good information for us, and we're excited to hear about your recap next Wednesday, Marty.
Okay, great. Thanks so much, Bob.